That's it. Yeah,
this is a soap opera right now, man. Manny Pacquiao. But let's touch on the last big fight upcoming. A fight that I believe actually deserves to be taking place at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Right. Coming on Saturday, May 7th, the big one. Canelo Alvarez versus Amir Khan for Alvarez's WBC middleweight title, and it's going to be on HBO. What do you think about that matchup?
I'm excited for that fight. It's not a good matchup for Khan at all.
No, not at all.
Because he's not known for having a great chin. And then, I mean, he's coming up in weight. And Canelo, he's a solid puncher, yo. I mean, every single shot is compact. Pop, 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 pop. You know what I mean? They're all he's fast and he's sharp. He's got good vision. Like, he fights with his chin down, hands up, but he can still catch and throw with sharp speed.
And your fellow Philly guy, Eddie Garcia, beat the drubs out of him.
Yeah, I mean, all he did was just time him. And then when Khan came in to punch, he just punched at the same time because he's wide open.
Yep.
And he doesn't look like the puncher that Canelo is, but, you know, it's different speeds, different ways that they throw, and they're different style fighters as well. But, I mean, Canelo, again, he's not no slouch. You know, he's young, he's strong, he's in shape, and he liked to fight, you know what I mean? So he's going to put the pressure on, and he's the bigger fighting, so he's fighting coming downhill, basically. And Khan, he's got to tell. You can tell when he's tired, too.
It's like when he's going. I don't like Amir Khan. There's something about I think he's a really good fighter. He has good speed.
He's a good fighter. He's got good speed.
But they're just—he's—he's
he's very arrogant. Man, I mean, you know, I mean,
he tries to build himself up to be something he's not.
It's kind of like he has the fighter's mentality. Like, you got to be feeling yourself. If you're not, who will, right? But it's like, at the same time, like, I remember when he was doing well before he got his, because he already had a loss before he went to Freddie Roach.
Yeah.
So before he lost again, you know, he was on a run, he's a roll, he's doing well. Right. And he's like, they're like, well, will you fight him? He's like, well, if he wants to fight me, then he needs to fight him. Then whoever that can fight. It's like, you're setting up tournaments. It's like, who are you? You know what I'm saying? So this whole time, like, again, he's trying to build himself up to be and act like, but you haven't, and he might be that guy. But to us who don't know him, we only see what you do. You haven't necessarily earned that from us. You know what I mean? And respect is earned, not given. Exactly. So that's where I think that is. And even this fight, I feel like, you know, he's not going to get the Floyd fight, which he's been hollering about for a minute.
I was just going to mention that.
And it's just like, it seems like don't nobody even want to give him the time of day. Because it's like, what's the point, right? It's like, most people just want to see you lose, but there's not enough people that want to see you win to balance that out. That's going to buy tickets. Like, people pay to see you lose, but you need to have people that want to see you win, too. Even if this is way more. I mean, you need that number to bounce out somewhere. He's not a big enough seller for what he is. And again, he's a good fighter. He's fast and he throws a lot of punches. Yeah. So he can beat you on paper if you don't catch him or rise up to that and make him uncomfortable. You know what I mean? So for the difficulty of that fight, it's not necessarily worth it. No. You can fight a guy who's going to fight you or be right there or who throws like a quarter of that amount of punches and it's short and doesn't move like that. Like, if you're Mexican, you'd rather have that fight. You'd rather have the shorter guy who doesn't move, who throws half that punches, who stands right in front of you. You know what I mean? Because you like to bang. You go back and forth. Just going back on just the stereotypes, but the styles that go with each race. You know what I mean? You know, Mexicans known for being war. You hit them, they're going to hit your ass right back. Yep. You know what I mean? So he's just not worth it for real. You know what I mean? And then it's just like, again, you're trying to act like you're already at that level of Floyd. And it's just like, a lot of people don't feel you are, especially fighters, because we're fighters. You know what I mean? So it's just like, I'm not giving you that payday when I could beat him and get the same money. You know what I mean? It's just like, I don't even care about it. Like, I don't even want to hear you. You know, so I mean, I feel like
the audacity for him to just bash Floyd, you know, when Floyd was booking his last fight, when he ultimately fought Berto and said that should have been me, and, you know, Floyd is scared of me and whatnot. I'm like, dude, who it's are like, you? You and it's like, Danny sure, he does see it. Like, come on,
it's
man.
It's like, he deserved that fight more than Berto. Yes, you know what I mean. Yeah, I mean, even Floyd's dad decision. Said something about it. But I was just like, this is his last fight. He retiring.
Yeah.
Like, he beat up everybody else said he couldn't. And again, all his real risks, the biggest ones he took was when he was young and hungry. Yo, if you watch his early fights, man. I mean, his first like title fight. A cat who only lost to Oscar De La Hoya, you know what I'm saying? He's like 37 or something stupid like that, 31-1 or something like that, you know what I mean? And Floyd fought, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He had good fights early, but people only know Floyd back when he fought like Shane Mosley and like after that, you know, the fights that come out. It's like, you don't even know how he changed up his style, how he shifted. Like, he used to come out just banging, yo. Like,
then he retired and came back.
Retired, like, you know what I mean?
That's
like,
not easy. It's like Michael Jordan. Yeah. When he retired, came back.
Right?
That's
and
greatness.
He's still pristine, and he still looked the same. You know, he got all his marbles. You never know he was a fighter if you didn't know who he was. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm looking at.
So what's your prediction for this fight? Alvarez.
I definitely think Alvarez is going to get it.
Knockout?
I think by knockout, he's going to stop him. Khan visibly fades.
What round do you think so?
I think Khan's going to start fading by like the third, pretty early. He'll have early success, third, fourth round, start fading. And I think around like 6, 7, 8 in the mid rounds, I think something's going to happen in there.